Wise in your own eyes. Scales of life. Yes, you're wise in your own eyes at times, but what does God see? All the ways of man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Proverbs 16, 2 and 3. Occasionally, we pat ourselves on the back pretty hard. We're quite pleased with ourselves and think how righteous we are in our motives. Perhaps we tell ourselves convincingly that we're only doing a particular deed to be noble and helpful and generous. If we look deeply into our hearts, we might acknowledge that the deed was done for the audience of folks that we wish to impress in one way or another. Sometimes, we're very anxious to appear a certain way, in a certain light, with a particular intention. Are we aiming to be more popular, get the next promotion, or get asked to join in with a certain group? God, however, is not a fool. He is not fooled in the least by our actions. He sees the spirit of a man and weighs accurately the motives that drive the actions. That thought says it all and is deeply sobering. When our ways are truly committed to God and our hearts are right with Him, our motives are indeed pure. Scripture says that our thoughts will then be established. In other words, when we are given to God and when all we do is given to God, our thinking will be governed by His commands. We will follow His voice and not the voice of the world and the voice of our selfishness. When we're truly and fully His, we will let ourselves be directed by the love of God that dwells in our hearts.